You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What up? What are you guys doing?
Just ready?
This is my new radio voice.
Are you constipated or?
Nope.
It's like some sort of howling wolf jack, but you
That's
have to
right.
take a...
That's right. I'm like Pharrell of the band.
Oh, there you go.
What's up, Big Sue?
Is he still...
Yeah, he's still out there.
Is he still out there doing
it? Hamana hockey.
Or was that JT? Is that Pharrell or was that JT?
That's Pharrell.
I get Pharrell on the bench confused and JT the Brick.
JT the Brick, I wonder what he's doing now. He was a good radio guy, good old sports guy.
I think he does like Raiders sidelines still.
Well, he
was a big Raiders guy when I was in the Bay Area, and I think he may still work with the organization on the media side.
Yeah, just like those old school guys, like the Fabulous Sports Babe.
Yeah.
And, you know, those
Is
were
she
like
still
the,
with us, you think?
We've talked about her before.
She's still up in Seattle?
I don't think so. I mean, this was years ago, but we were like, we were dinking around trying to find out what happened to her. And
do we remember what happened to her?
I don't. Again, it's one of those like... But I grew up listening to the Fabulous Sports Babe. When I was in Anchorage, the two things that my dad... I remember vividly about my childhood involving sports is my dad loved the Fabulous Sports Babe on the only sports station in Anchorage, and he liked the George Michael Sports Machine. Sunday night, we got the George Michael Sports Machine, and it was a big deal. We'd sit down in the living room, and we couldn't wait for that.
She is in the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
She returned to the radio in 2007, 2008. 2015 to 18, she hosted a regular podcast. Mm. But...
Yeah, I think she might just...
We've lost track of her now.
Yeah, so I think I remember that, is that she had kind of gone dark. And I think George Michael died.
Yeah, George Michael's gone.
Yeah.
Fabulous Sports Babe, by the way. She looks good. There's a
Does
picture
she?
Of her here. I don't know how recent that is.
Because she was not...
She was great. You know, you think about her. Her name is Nancy Donnellan.
Mm-hmm.
You think about what she did in sports radio before... Like, what...
She was a pioneer.
What years? Yeah, oh, very much. There was no other women on the radio.
Oh, I remember listening to the Fabulous Sports Babe. So, that would have been in the... Like,
the 90s?
Late 80s, 90s. Like 10.
Imagine the crap she would get. She probably got from all the Neanderthal.
Oh, you know absolutely. What I'm saying?
Like, is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
But she was like the only one.
Yeah. She was
talking to old fat sports dudes.
She was the only one. Absolutely. And then, you know, she paved the way because now, you know, there's women in every aspect of sports media. But yeah, the Fabulous Sports Babe might have been the first one that I remember. And then you had like the Linda Cohn's been around for a long time and, you know, Susie Colbert and all that. But I think that the Fabulous Sports Babe might have been the first big national one.
She was sports radio, though. Yes. Those other gals aren't.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. Yeah. It's a different animal.
What's a different animal? The Fabulous Sports Babe taking me back.
Well, they did a ranking. Ryan Buckley. Do you know Ryan Buckley?
I do. Hey, there he is right there. Hi, no hat today again. Looking good.
Yeah, looking good. Sexy.
I clearly need to do this more often because every time I come in not wearing a hat, me not wearing a hat is a topic and seems like I'm trying extra hard that day. I'm just not wearing a hat.
Well, look, it is. It's
out of the ordinary.
Yes.
But
yes. Everyone has
here
that.
Here
like,
I am.
Well, if Rupp were a fedora in one day, it would be a thing.
I'm wearing my fedora tomorrow.
What are they? When you start, you wear a little moccasin sometimes, and you're like, oh, it's
camping shoes.
Yeah. This is your moccasins.
I guess.
When we see Buck without a hat.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
We're talking about the Fabulous Sports Babe
my handsome head of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buckley.
Do you know Ryan Buckley? There was a list of some sort.
Well, he forwarded on a list of the top 25 most influential media sports media
personalities of this millennium.
Yeah, right? I saw that list. Yeah.
Yeah, you see who was number one on that list? And it wasn't the Fabulous. Well, of course, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't in the last 25 years. I'm trying to remember. I saw that. It was like maybe a day or two ago. I stumbled across that.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. It wasn't me.
I don't remember who was number one.
Bill Simmons.
Oh, yeah. The Ringer and whatnot. Which, again.
30 for 30.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What were you going to say again? What do you mean? Don't like Bill Simmons?
I don't know Bill.
I don't know much about him either. I've never consumed much of Bill Simmons.
He started basically just as a blogger and ended up being someone who
helped. A lot.
He paved a way for sports podcasting. I remember him as being one of the very first people to do a sports podcast. Additionally, created Grantland and then created The Ringer. And The Ringer employs people who do way more than just sports. They do movies. Yeah. They do other stuff.
That.
So it's I get it. I don't know that I would put him up there with these other sports media types as being the most influential, but I get where it comes from.
See, I remember reading Grantland, and that's what I remember him from the most. And I really liked that.
The last good long form stuff.
It was some of the best long form stuff. And then obviously he kind of went away. But yeah, I guess when you think about it that way, from the podcast to bringing back long form to the 30 for 30, I can see where. Because again, you're not asking the best or the most out there, but influential. Yeah, I can see that. The one that jammed me up a little bit was, I think Aaron Andrews was like 9 or something.
Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel about that.
Very sexist.
Has nothing to do with that. Aaron, don't get me started. That someone had the nerve to put her in the top 10. I don't remember where she was at in the top 10.
She's 10.
10.
I'm looking at it.
I just remember scrolling through the list. And do you ever get to a name and it nullifies the entire list? I think I hit.
You get to that point, you go, oh, come on.
I think I hit Aaron Andrews and I was like, stop. Because like Doris Burke was up there too. And like Doris
Burke. That was another.
Yeah, she's sixth. Here, let me read what they wrote.
Like
about
Doris Burke.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Andrews was 10.
Yeah.
Ahead of Joe Buck and Bob Costas and Kirk Herbstreit.
Whoa. Well, I guess it is only the last 25 years. I'm like, you cannot have many people on Earth ahead of Bob Costas.
No.
In my opinion.
No.
But last 25 years, okay.
But Doris Burke was one of the first female announcers to be on the biggest stage. So, like, you can say that there was ones that she stood on the shoulders of, but you're telling me that Doris Burke, being the first, I believe she was the first female to call a play-by-play NBA Finals game, really the first female play-by-play to get wide acceptance. So you're telling me that somehow we're putting Aaron Andrews and Doris Burke on the same level? I mean, come on.
Well, and Aaron, let's not say that, we're not saying Aaron Andrews isn't good at her job, but being good at her job doesn't make her influential over the last 25 years. You're a sideline reporter.
Well, let me read it. Here's what it says. This is from Awful Announcing, by the way.
Yeah, they're the one that put together the list.
A sideline reporter becoming an actual mainstream celebrity was unthinkable at the turn of the century. Then Aaron Andrews came along. Andrews became a megastar on the sidelines, first for ESPN and then for Fox Sports. To this day, she weathered the storm of a horrific stalking scandal and found a way to harness her charm and personality for positive gains. Through endorsements, Dancing with the Stars, her popular podcast, and numerous other opportunities, Andrews has become one of the most well-known and well-liked sports personalities in the entire industry.
I just, I don't know, man.
That's a pretty good little resume. Or like,
it's a good resume, but that makes her successful, not influential.
She's a, I don't know, she's ahead of
she is very well known.
She's ahead of Jimmy.
But that's not what the list is, right?
I don't know.
Jimmy Nance, oof. So here's the top 10.
When there's only like four or five females on this entire list, if I remember correctly, now I got to pull up the list, and Erin Andrews is the second highest one, get out of here.
So Andrews is 10. Pat McAfee is 9.
Yeah.
And they admit that could be a little bit of recency bias.
Sure.
Dave Portnoy is 8.
Again, love him or hate him, dude changed it.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of him as a personality, but him... what he's done with Barstool.
It's amazing.
And the number of bros that they've grabbed.
Yep.
Dude, he may have just come around at the right time, yep. But he deserves to be in the top 10.
And he changed, I mean, Dave Portnoy walks so that Pat McAfee can run.
Bussing with the boys,
and
too.
And bussing with the boys and all the other stuff.
Yeah, he made it okay to have the bro-y.
Yes.
Kind of more fun.
He made it okay to kind of be a sexist, you know, gambling degenerate sort of. What was the Saturdays are for the boys?
Relatable.
Yes.
Oh. Doris Burke is 7. Scotty Van Pelt, 6. Adam Schefter and Adrian Wojnarowski, 5. The Insiders.
Yeah.
Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, 4. Charles Barkley, 3.
Yeah.
Screamin' A. Smith, 2, and Bill Simmons, number 1.
Yeah.
There is a fan personality on the list.
There is. Colin made it. Yeah.
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
On the
list. Yeah. Again.
He was at the fan.
Love him or hate him.
Back in the day.
Colin has done a lot of stuff from, and you know, he does the volume now and all that. I just can't quite wrap my head around the Erin Andrews one. I've always had I still can't get back up. The ESPN book is the one that just...
Skip Bayless 11, by the way.
Yeah, Skip Bayless. I think it was Les Miles that after the Erin Andrews scandal, when Erin Andrews was thinking about quitting, and she said in the book that Les Miles called her and told her that if she wasn't on the sidelines, what was the point of even playing the game?
I like that Mina Kimes is on here.
Yeah, she's great.
She's 18th.
Absolutely great.
I'm still scrolling. Florio, I don't really know what he's done.
YouTube says, no Clay Travis?
Clay Travis.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Not today, gentlemen.
Romo, 22nd? Come on, man.
Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
He's on the list.
Oh, stop it. As if there's never... Okay.
How is he ahead of Ernie Johnson?
Well, exactly, right? So Ernie has hosted for 20 years the most influential and most important sports show. Then it's bar none. Right, I'll listen to College Game Day is the only other thing that can sniff inside the NBA. But Tony Romo being a quarterback that does color commentary, I'm not sure if you're aware of this whole color commentary thing, but I think there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have gone on to do color commentary. So what exactly, from Don Meredith to Troy Aikman?
Well, Aikman's not even on there.
I know, but
why is Romo on there?
So herein lies,
and Aikman is not.
Therein lies my question. There has been 1,000 quarterbacks that have gone to do color commentary. By the way, Dan Fouts has actually done both color and play-by-play. And now that's the first one I remember that actually went on and did play-by-play and not just color. So where's my guy, Dan Fouts? Where's my bro with the Miller Lights?
Yeah, both the Giants play-by-play guys were former players doing play-by-play and color.
Yeah, so why exactly is Tony Romo and his play prediction, why exactly is that the most influential? That's just, again, that's dumb. In fact, that may be dumber than the Erin Andrews one.
Let's see what they say about him. Where'd that go? I lost it.
Ooh,
oh, well.
Oh,
who cares?
Oh,
never touched him. That's a catch. Yeah. We got to see this. Oh, that's loose. That is definitely. Ooh. Oh.
Can I tell you?
It's good analysis.
Tony Romo, to me, he's that trend. Like they do this with cars sometimes or fashion. It's really cutting edge. And it's like, oh, my goodness. It's the hot thing. And you look at it and you're like, you know what? Home trends are like this way. Remember when like barn doors were all the rage a handful of years ago in homes? Everyone was putting sliding barn doors up. What was the what was that home that show? The Joanna Gaines, right? Chip and Joanna Gaines. Everything was like farmhouse chic. And you're like, yeah, in like 5 years, you're going to be like, oh my God, why did I put barn doors in my house? That's Tony Romo. For a brief moment, everyone was like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And now we look back on it and you're like, like, really?
Let me read you this.
Like, why did we have that?
So here's what it says about Romo. Speaking of opening doors, not many analysts have changed the sports media industry as much as Tony Romo. When he burst onto the scene, it was an incredible gamble by CBS to immediately place him alongside Jim Nance as their top game analyst. However, Romo was so gifted at predicting plays and breaking down the action that other networks tried and failed to replicate a similar success with recently retired stars like Jason Witten, Drew Brees, and possibly even Tom Brady. Unfortunately, Romo's work has not met the same standard as those early years, but there is no doubt that he raised the bar significantly for lead analysts, especially when it comes to their paychecks.
So what you're saying is he was briefly good and now he isn't, but that
early years, that was like 2 years ago.
I know.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
3 years ago?
Well, and to say that no one's from Kurt Warner to Troy Aikman, like this predicting of the play, he was the only one that just would step over their partner to yell about something. Like, I mean, come on. Yes, I've officially decided to no longer be bothered by the Aaron Andrews. I've decided to shift my annoyance towards Tony Romo.
Well, you should tag awful announcing on here.
I'm good.
Send him some hate mail.
Someone said, where's the juice?
The juice?
Yeah, influential.
OJ?
OJ! The original
sports media?
Sideline reporter, man.
He was?
Yes. You don't remember the juice on CBS?
Not really.
Come on. Yeah.
I don't.
That was in the trial.
The juice.
Yeah, was it the Bruno Mali shoes?
That was the brand.
Yeah. And Juice was like, I've never even owned a pair. And they brought in video of him on the sidelines in a pair of Bruno Mali shoes. He's like,
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Same thing with the gloves. He's like, I don't know those gloves. And they're like, OJ, here's you wearing the gloves on the sidelines holding the mic. He's like, well, those could be anybody's gloves. But hey, rest in peace. The juice.
Well, there you go. There's your opening seggy. Thank you for being with us here today. It's a beautiful day. We're out on location tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't forget. Okay. Put it in your iCal. Tom's Watch Bar at A&A. We're going to be out there 3 to 7.
I'll be doing a 1 hour tribute to the greatness that is Aaron Andrews.
Oh, great. What time? Are you going to read poetry or like what? How are you going to?
I still remember we were at a national title game.
I was a lie.
Remember we're at the national title game and she had a press conference?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, she didn't, but she was up there it was her, Herb Street, and.
That's right.
It was all three of them.
It was all three of them.
Fowler.
Yes.
All three of them were up there. But Aaron got the bulk of the questions because, you know, she's Aaron Andrews.
Aaron Andrews. Because if she's not doing the sidelines of the national title game, guys, what's even the point? What are the troops even fighting for?
Do a little peephole bit.
No. I won't be doing that.
Yeah. Well, no. Masuk peephole bit.
Well, he's talking about
I know.
Tomorrow. He's got a 1 hour commemoration.
We'll not be doing because that's a horrible event.
What? Oh, you mean what?
No.
Tomorrow's event is horrible?
No, tomorrow's event is great. The peephole. That's bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's no good.
That guy was from Oregon.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Shockingly, he was from Oregon.
Freaking creep.
Tomorrow, Tom's Watch Bar, A&A. Today, big time Wednesday show. We're going to start with our college football Wednesday waffles.
Boy, I could go for a waffle right now.
You ready for that?
Lego
pocket waffle.
Lego.
Did the Brewers lose again today?
I thought it was a pocket pancake.
It's a pocket pancake. Oh, and also, he's done pocket pizza.
Yeah.
And he did pocket quesadillas, too.
Did he? I missed that. Is that a new update?
Of those, I think I would eat the pocket quesadilla more than the others.
Yeah, because the stuff's kind of protected underneath the tortilla.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll
start and the
there.
Brewers did, by the way.
They lost again.
Yes.
Texas beat them again?
Yes. 6-3.
Texas is beating everyone.
Yeah, Texas is a game behind the Mariners, who are hot.
If it makes you feel any
for the
better,
wild card.
The Mets lost again yesterday, and the Giants won. So.
No, I know.
That's right.
We knew that. But the Rangers, everyone's hurt. Seager's hurt.
Yeah. And you keep telling us they suck.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of do suck.
Rob,
they're making
to be
making
fair.
Ground.
Rob
All
says
these
that everyone
suck.
Sucks.
Yes, the Mets suck. The Giants suck. The Rangers suck. The Mariners suck. The Astros suck. Those are five teams.
Yeah.
Three of those teams are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Game back now.
But Seager's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Garcia's on the IL. They lost Nathan Eovaldi, their ace. They lost Marcus Semien. And all they do is win. And they're beating the Brewers. They're beating the Astros. Aren't they playing the Mets coming up, or did they already play the Mets?
They're playing the Mets coming up.
You better watch out, dude.
Oh, I have fully accepted.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to turn on the Texas Rangers-New York Mets game.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, who are these guys? You're going to look at Texas's lineup, and you're going to go, who the hell are these guys? And they're going to rake.
I have accepted the fact that the Mets are going to lose tonight and get swept by the Phillies. And then we have three, I believe, against the Rangers, and we'll get swept there, and the Giants will leapfrog us. And the season will be over, and I will hate watch the rest of the year. I've already accepted it. I've moved into that phase.
So there's your opening segment. Okay, yeah. Now we're done. We have to go. Our College Football Wednesday waffles next on 105.1 The Fan. All right, coming up next, you're going to hear of the single greatest quarterback matchup probably ever.
Is this when Rex Grossman played Peyton Manning?
That was good. Super Bowl, but...
Super Bowl quarterback Rex Grossman. I love how you just try to leave that out.
I just said Super Bowl. What about Super Bowl?
Super Bowl quarterback Rex Grossman. You won't refer to him by his proper name.
I just said it was in the Super Bowl. Good grief.
I want more credit. I think you like to take shots.
Last week we had Bryce Young v. Trevor Lawrence. Oh, just wait. But first...
I tried watching that and I just couldn't.
No, it was bad. I watched some of it, and I tell you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That was awful.
It was almost worse for Carolina fan at the end of last year where Bryce Young, like you were done, you realized it was a bust, and you had moved on, and then, like, he roped you back in, and he, like, made you believe, and then in week one, it was like, ha! He couldn't see over the line. He was doing these little jump passes, and you're just like, oh, man. He's a little fella.
I think at this point, well.
It's not working.
I mean, he's not. I don't know if you. Yeah. Who's the best quarterback guru in the world? Who is it?
Oh, gosh. They got that kid. I think it's one of the Beck brothers that played at BYU. There's that kid out in California. He's working. He helped Josh Allen and Burrow and all those guys.
I just don't think he could do much of anything Bryce Young.
Can we stretch him like three? Like that Willy Wonka, tap his pulling machine?
Height. He just sucks.
Well, I know, but he can't see over the line.
And generally he sucks.
And he said that. Again, he kind of admitted that some of those throws he's throwing blind because he can't see.
What is the freaking Panthers doing?
It's time to punt, Carolina.
So that's coming up next. But our College Football Wednesday waffles, we've got a lot of college football notes here, one of which is very important to disseminate, and that is that ESPN College Game Day is... they are not allowed to set up shop at Hard Rock Stadium.
No.
In Miami.
Yeah.
Because they want to go down there for Miami, South Florida. And the stadium won't let them because, well, reasons.
Yeah. I saw that there was like, did we ever find out the reasons?
Reasons. That should be good enough. Yeah. Reasons.
It's like when your dad says, because I said so.
Because I said so.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Because isn't a reason I retort.
Miami leases the stadium.
Young Ryan Buckley yelling back, because isn't a reason.
Yeah. By the way, that is
with
such a horse.
Teen angst.
I have always tried to not do that as a parent because I hated that.
The because I said so?
It's such a crap. It means you don't have an argument. I've always told my kids, if you can come at me with an argument, that I'll listen to it.
Or you just don't want to explain it.
Exactly. Yeah, the park's closed today.
Just freaking do it. I'm the adult.
But they said that the Hurricanes leased the stadium from the Dolphins, and there's some language in the lease about something or other.
So what are they going to do?
I don't know. Not go to game day.
Go to Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they can't. That's the big nooner, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the big noon.
What if ESPN game day just whipped out their Johnson and rolled up to Chicago and set up shop right next to... big nooner.
Can they do that, or do they have like a media agreement? We're not going to go to the same places on the same day.
They'll just do Georgia, Tennessee.
Oh, that's a good one.
I knew that there was another one. Yeah.
Right.
What? Georgia, Tennessee is kind of a big deal.
No, I know. It's a good game.
It's actually a better ranked game. That's 6 versus 15.
Yeah.
Look at you. What do you like?
I like it. I like it.
But it's only the biggest stadium in the country, and it's the Georgia Bulldogs.
That's great. Well, you also have Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
You know, you could go there.
Yeah.
Although they might have been there last year. I'm not sure.
Arkansas
they
old, just played. Well, Florida, LSU would have had the juice, but then Florida lost to South Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the reason why I balked at Georgia Tennessee is just the SEC game of the week is not enough for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they've got some great matchups.
Well, what game? It's
like I said, Notre Dame, Texas A&M is, I think, well, maybe it's not a better game.
Yeah.
But I would rather see him there.
I am actively, I told you this yesterday, if I had the monkey paw, if I had the college football monkey paw where I could make a wish, it'd be South Florida. Would there have been a better start to a season ever than be for South Florida, an unranked South Florida team that no one gave two S's about to beat Boise State, Florida, and Miami? Have we ever seen three ranked teams this high back to back to back? Because no one schedules this.
We should put our research department on that.
Yeah, Buck, I'm going to need you and your no hat to look into that. Because what happens is...
Only a hatted buck can handle that request.
That's true. If you schedule one tough... We already saw what happened. Like, when you schedule a tough game week one, you immediately turn around and play Tallahassee JUCO the next week. South Florida pulled a Pat Hill and was like, dude, we're taking on everybody. We're taking on all these bitches.
Do you know what the
and
biggest...
And it's awesome.
Do you know what the biggest Big Ten game or game involving a Big Ten team is this week? To your point.
I'm trying to think of the Big Ten schedule that... Nothing stands out at me.
So Oregon, Northwestern.
Yeah.
That's a 4-touchdown spread, by the way. You also have... Now, Wisconsin is playing at Alabama.
Oh, there you go.
So that's your biggest one.
That's also
it's a 3-touchdown spread. Minnesota is playing at Cal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, they're all cupcakes.
USC Purdue.
Again, they're all cupcakes.
Hey, Purdue's 2-0 with that new coach.
Yeah, they got Barry Odom over there, which... Good hire. He's a good coach.
They have defeated Ball State and Southern Illinois. USC's played absolutely no one, but they're scoring like 50 points a game.
Are you trying to tell me USC Purdue's a good game? Come on, man.
At best, you could sell me on USC might be okay.
How about this?
That and I might want to watch them play.
All right.
Well, I don't know.
Tune in to see USC.
I made a bold prediction at the start of the year because I think Indiana's a fraud. And Illinois, I'm like, whatever. So I said that UW and USC would be better. That would be a better combo than Illinois or Indiana. And so I kind of have a little pride resting on I need USC and UW to be good. So,
okay,
you know.
So you're trying to prop up USC for your own.
Yeah, my own.
Okay. I see now.
But they don't play. I mean, because they,
play. Yeah, do they get a good game anytime soon?
No, because they got Purdue, Michigan State, and then my mouth meets the rubber meets the road here because then they play Illinois. So.
Where's that game?
It's at Illinois.
Good matchup.
Yeah. So I need SC to build some momentum here and then take down the Fighting Illini so that I don't look like a clown.
We have a surprise quarterback at Colorado this week. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah, even though Dion is like all pissy now and leaving press conferences.
Do you believe?
He has chosen third string sophomore Ryan Staub. I don't even know his name. Yeah. To start against Houston.
Now, is that official?
Yes.
Okay. Because did you see what happened? So this was reported 2 days ago.
But wait a minute. Can I just, before you get into that?
Yeah.
Colorado had one of the best quarterback battles in camp.
Yes.
Between a 5-star freshman.
And the Liberty kid.
Named Lewis, I think, Lewis?
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan Lewis, I think, is his
and
name.
And the Liberty kid, Salter?
Julian Lewis, right?
Oh, yeah, Julian Lewis.
Julian Lewis and then Salter. And then Salter, I think, has started the first two games.
Yes.
Yeah, Caden Salter started.
Yeah, and both of those guys, you know, that's a... I mean, they come with...
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good battle.
One played a lot of football at Liberty, and the other one, again, was a highly thought-of recruit.
And no one said anything about Ryan Staub.
No.
Who did start one game last year when Shedeur Sanders got hurt.
Yeah.
But... and I think he threw a touchdown to Travis Hunter in that game. But... nobody has said boo about this guy, and you would have thought that if they had benched Salter, they would have gone to Lewis.
Yes.
They're not. They're going to this kid, and Dion is saying that he's like, all the guys like him, and he's a leader, and he brings everybody together, and that's a bit of a shocker.
So there was at Dion's weekly press conference on, that must have been, it was either Monday or Tuesday, there was someone reported that this the third string guy had been named the starter. And someone asked him the question and Dion freaked out and was like,
I hate that crap.
Yeah. He was like, he goes, this is ridiculous. You guys don't care about being accurate. This is this, you know, basically just ripped everyone a new a-hole and like left the press conference.
But it was accurate.
It was accurate. You dune coughed.
Well, he just doesn't like it being out there.
Well,
right?
I understand.
Then find a way to keep it in-house.
Yeah, that's fair. But he I think he, I want to, don't you think he was going to try, who are they playing, Houston? They're playing Houston.
Yeah, they're playing Houston.
I think it's tomorrow.
Yes.
I think he was trying to surprise them.
Well, but that's fine. But when the report comes out, it's one thing to be like, hey, we're not going to talk about that. We'll see what happens when we play the game. But you can't pull a Lance Armstrong and cut everyone off at the knees and say that you guys are full of crap and you're making up lies.
They're doing their jobs.
And then, exactly, like less than 48 hours later, you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, remember that report that you guys had and I said was horse crap and you guys all suck at your job? Yeah, you were right. Like that, it's just one of those things that makes me not like him. It just makes me think that you're not like colorful. You're just an ass.
Or like he's expecting special treatment because you know this thing. You're supposed to hold it back until I say so. That's not the way that works.
Yeah. Welcome to the land. If you get a piece of news, most people gonna run with it. And the person who reported it was like, dude, they stood by their story. They're like, no, like he has told the team that this guy's the starter. No, I haven't. Well, it turns out that you did. Sorry.
Well. Get ready for the Ryan Staub era against Colorado's
1-1.
Yeah, they won a cupcake game and they lost to Georgia
they lost
Tech.
Their they lost their opener to Georgia Tech, yeah. And then they beat Blue Hens of the Fighting Joe Flaccos.
Delaware, pretty good.
What?
Are you sure about that?
I've been breaking down my Delaware film.
You know about that?
I don't know. I saw him I was looking at the lines today, and I saw him. They were catching 10 from somebody.
So that's where you decided to go with it?
10-point dogs, and they're pretty good?
Well, I thought the line would be a lot higher.
Well, I don't know if you know, speaking of teams that are good.
So then I was like, oh, well, they're probably pretty good.
Now, Buck, I don't know if you actually placed this bet, but I did.
I did. I know what you're going to say. I did, too.
I got 20
good.
Bucks. It's Me not and Buck good. Talked about something.
We both put 20 bucks down.
And I put a 20 spot on this, and that is... My Kent State Golden Flashes.
Our Kent are State Golden
Kent
Flashes.
Kent State Golden Flashes.
Was that the one to win over a game and
over
a half?
Over a game and
one
a half.
One and a half.
Have they already won a game?
They've won a game.
Oh, nice.
They won their opener. Now, they lost the second game, 62-14.
Okay.
But now, I got 10 more games to win
play?
One. Buffalo.
Okay.
Florida State.
Bad.
Oklahoma.
Bad.
Okay, those are losses. But
one and four.
But then we get UMass. Toledo.
Maybe.
They could beat UMass.
Bowling Green,
good.
Ball State, Akron, Central Michigan, Northern Illinois. I need one win.
I think your only chance is UMass.
Well, I just need one.
Because I want to say UMass is one of the worst.
Well,
they have been. They play Georgia like every
they
year.
They beat Merrimack 21-17 in week one, and let me tell you something.
It was electric.
It was electric. The Golden Flashes, we got a heartbeat. We got a heartbeat.
Yeah, oh my God, this is hilarious. I'm looking at the SP+, you know, the Bill Connolly metric,
mm-hmm.
College football. He does it week to week. He updates it week to week. This is week three. There are 136 college football teams on here.
Yeah.
UMass is 135th.
Boy.
Kent State, 134th.
So what you're saying is...
Rock fight incoming.
Come October, what would that be?
Huge game.
October 11th, boys.
Huge game.
All eyes.
Me and Suk might have to link up for a drink for that one.
Yes,
did you
sir.
Say they play Akron, too?
Yeah, they play Akron.
Okay, so Akron is 133rd.
Hasn't Akron not scored a point this year?
I just need one.
Is it Akron that hasn't scored a point?
Do they play Kent State as well?
Well, Kent State is Kent State.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Jesus.
And yes, I would like to point out that in those two games, Akron lost 10-0 and 68-0. They're the ones that were up, Nebraska was up 33-0 on, and Matt Rhule went on the profanity-laced tirade.
Yeah.
Here's Delaware.
I'm telling you, this Kent State ticket's going to cash.
I don't know. I think you're going to be sweating that one.
You want in on this?
It'll be a
you
fun
You want
sweat.
In on this action?
I want no part
I'll
of
it. I'll cut you in for 10 of my 20.
I want no part of it.
Coward.
Delaware, by the way, 124th. So.
And who are they playing that they're catching 10 points from?
UConn.
Okay. Ooh. This nice northeastern battle.
Tough
fantastic
game.
Right here.
You guys, we get into the weeds in college football.
Yeah. It's Division I football!
We told you like a month ago to place your bets. 1-0. Well, actually 1-1, but...
Yeah. We will have more College Football Wednesday waffles later, including introducing you to Haley Sawyer and why she is now a household name in college football. But up next, the best quarterback matchup of the weekend. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, it's an epic matchup. It's sounding like, according to Adam Schefter, that Brock Purdy is not going to play for the Niners this weekend.
Shanahan basically said it's a long shot if he'll play, and it sounds like it's more toe than shoulder.
Niners are in the market for a quarterback.
They are not.
That's what he said.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
The gem of Kyle Shanahan's eye.
Mac Jones, yes, that was supposedly the report is that, remember, Kyle Shanahan did not want Trey Lance. He wanted Mac Jones. So now we've come full circle.
Yeah.
What if this is all part of Shanahan's grand scheme?
Mac Jones, Kyle Shanahan, Super Bowl.
So we're going to get Mac Jones versus Spencer Rattler.
Yes.
As the top quarterback matchup of the weekend. But what if, because do you remember, pretty sure it was Shanahan. It was Shanahan. Do you remember when Nick Mullins came in a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
And lit the world on fire for a game.
Dude, he had a big game.
That's what you're going to see on Sunday. I'm serious.
Well,
I'm making a prediction right now. Yeah. On Monday, we're coming back on here, we're not, because you and I don't fall for that, because we're so savvy.
Yeah.
But people are going to be saying, what has Shanahan done with Mac Jones? He was great. He's going to throw for over 300 yards because the Saints suck, and they don't know how to game plan for him. They haven't seen him. So Shanahan, you know, great offensive guy. He's gonna get Mac Jones some stats, and we're all gonna have to be talking about Mac Jones on Sunday. On Monday.
I would also like to point out that much like Super Bowl quarterback sexy Rex Grossman, please put some respect on Pro Bowl quarterback Mac Jones.
Pro Bowl quarterback Mac Jones.
He did make the Pro Bowl his first year.
How many people had to bow out?
I think it was like six, but still.
It might have been seven or eight.
He made the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl quarterback.
So Shanahan.
Mac Jones.
He is saying that they are in the market for a quarterback and a tight end.
Yeah.
They want to sign a tight end first.
Yeah.
And then they're going to sign a quarterback. Who the hell is out there in the, like,
on
who
the tight end market?
They got Tingus, which is all they need at that point. Big Billy is playing tight end for him.
Who's on the quarterback market?
Like, I'm trying to think of who would be out there on the
you know what? Kyle Shanahan, Kirk Cousins reunion.
Ooh.
Well,
they were in Washington together.
But you'd have to trade.
Yeah.
But I mean,
could cut a trade. If they think Purdy's going to be out a while, they, you know.
Yeah, well, it sounds like this is a week or two type of injury.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's
well, I thought those toes, is it turf toe?
He's got a toe and a shoulder, and then the report is it's more toe than shoulder that's going to keep him out. And he's not officially out, but they said that it's a long shot. But the fact that there is a chance, he's only going to be out for another week or two, okay, unless that turns into something.
So
now,
get Fitzmagic to dust him off, is what you're saying.
If.
What?
Ryan Fitzpagic.
Yeah, it's magic. Okay.
So if, and that is a big
Who else
if,
is available? You don't have a name.
I know, I don't. You're right. And we just went through the backup quarterback game the other day.
Yeah, if this turns into a serious thing,
Shedeur Sanders.
Then maybe you could go down the road of looking to trade for someone, but they're just going to try to probably find someone either on a practice squad or someone that's...
They just need a backup.
Yes.
But they've been through this before. They went through this in the playoff game where Johnson had to come in there. Yeah. Josh Johnson, remember that?
Yes.
So you don't want to get stuck with that. Like, if you sign a guy, you can't just be like, whatever. Yeah. I mean, if Mac Jones goes down, you need that guy. Like
Ben DiNucci.
I'm trying to think, like, of guys that didn't make rosters that are either on practice squads or sitting around. Like, Taylor Heinicke should still be sitting around.
Don't you think Shanahan would want somebody who he's worked with in the past?
Yeah, and I don't know. I wouldn't know who that is off the top of my head. Or it could be someone, like, maybe he scouted Kyle Trask. Out of college, Easton Stick had a nice, he's been around the block and he had a nice preseason in Atlanta.
You could sign Tyler Huntley off the Ravens practice squad.
Someone like that. You know, there'll be
Snoop.
Yeah. There'll be someone
sign
like
Bailey
that.
Zappi off the Cleveland practice squad.
Ooh, I could see that.
I think Mike White's still hanging around somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was with Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him on Hard Knocks.
And he didn't make it.
Him. Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of these guys are probably kicking around practice squad somewhere. I think Jake Haener may be available somewhere out there.
He's in New Orleans, I thought.
You're right. He is the third guy in New Orleans. I stand corrected.
Well, anyway, not that it matters.
No.
But kind of matters, I guess, if Mac Jones were to get hurt. So get ready. Mac Jones v. Spencer Rattler.
And I'll tell you what, knowing San Francisco, Mac Jones will get hurt. It is unbelievable what the hell goes on down there in San Francisco.
I know. But I'm telling you, if he doesn't get hurt, he's putting up 350 yards. They're winning that game, and we're coming back here Monday like,
I could maybe get on board with that if they weren't so banged up at their skill positions. Like, they're... depth is decimated at receiver and tight end. If he had a full complement, I would totally buy that.
There is no other spot in all of sports that we just get our head buried straight in our keister we're doing this a little bit with JJ McCarthy.
Well, and Caleb Williams.
Yeah, JJ McCarthy played three quarters and looked like ass, and then he had a big fourth quarter, and we're crowning him as the next great quarterback, and you're like, dude, it's a quarter. We do it both good and bad, because a guy can look bad for a little bit and we're, you know, that dude's terrible, and you know, it's just we have no nuance when it comes to quarterback play.
Exactly.
None.
All right. Well,
someone said Colin Kaepernick still available. She's out there being like, I'm working out.
He's around.
And a history with the 49ers.
Yeah. Got to a Super Bowl. Wait. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lost to Baltimore.
You know what? Okay, let's put a pin in this. I have a buddy who's a really big Ravens fan.
Mm-hmm.
He brought something up about John Harbaugh that I had totally forgotten, and boy, we need to talk about it.
Let's talk.
Okay,
I don't know what it is, but let's do it.
Well, no, you don't, but I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. You know, we've been talking a lot about John Harbaugh and his blown leads. He has 17 double-digit blown leads as a head coach.
It's starting to be hard
to
ignore.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. They're, you cannot trust them.
No, we don't. It's not charging anymore. It's pulling a Ravens.
So we'll get to that to wrap up this hour next on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to learn about Haley Sawyer. We're going to get back to our College Football Wednesday waffles. But so I was mentioning, you brought up Colin Kaepernick, and it jarred my memory. Mm-hmm. That I was talking to my Ravens friend, Mike, the other day, and he's very frustrated that the Ravens lost that game to the Bills.
They had no business. In fact, they went through basically, I mean, long story short, no one has put up the sort of statistical game that the Ravens did and lost. That's a one-of-one in NFL since they started keeping track of that.
So he and I both bet on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
And we were watching the Ravens bow out in Buffalo in the most painful of ways when they were the better team, or we thought they were, last year in the playoffs. And I remember saying to him, Mike, I will no longer bet on the Ravens because I've always liked the Ravens. Yeah. I just can't. I cannot trust John Harbaugh. I just can't.
I think every bettor feels like this.
So, fast forward to this year, they do it again. First game, same city, different. You know, same story.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm talking to him, and he goes, "You know," and I told him the stat that we were talking about on the show. John Harbaugh has blown 17 double-digit leads in his career.
Yeah.
That is the most of any head football coach in the NFL. Mm. And now, one, he's coached a long time.
Yeah.
And there is an argument to be made. It's not the best argument, but there is an argument to be made that when you have a team that good, you are going to have more double-digit leads to blow.
Makes sense.
But
more opportunity.
He reminded me of something, and this jarred my memory because you brought up Colin Kaepernick, that in that Super Bowl, because John Harbaugh is still there because he won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I believe he would not be there had he not won that Super Bowl, because I just think they would have gotten tired of him not getting over the hump.
Makes sense.
Do you remember that Super Bowl? That was the blackout in New Orleans.
Yep.
But he almost blew that game.
Yeah, it came real
close.
It
was 21-6.
Niners had first and goal to win it.
It was 21-6 in favor of the Ravens at half. You had the whole
lights out
thing. In the fourth quarter, the Niners scored the game. Or no, it was an incomplete pass. I forget the receiver, but I know that the corner was Jimmy Smith. And he freaking, there should have been a flag.
Yeah.
There was not a flag. Baltimore got away with one, and there was a safety late in the game, and they were able to win the game 34-31. He said, dude, had they lost that game, how do we view John Harbaugh?
Completely different.
And boy, I got to tell you, that's a great point.
Yeah, it's the Mike Tomlin thing, right? Tomlin won a Super Bowl, and not that Tomlin's a bad coach, but they've been muddled in mediocrity for years. But because you win a Super Bowl, everything's fine. Sean Payton got this in New Orleans. It is true that the Super Bowl kind of gives you a, It gives you a get out of jail free card because
McCarthy for years.
Yeah, there's not many of those guys around. And when you can flash that ring, it makes a difference.
You know who that didn't apply to, seemingly? There is one coach I'm thinking of that
I'm trying to think who won a Super Bowl that didn't get the
kind of does not get that leash. Or at least he didn't.
I'm trying to think of who.
Doug Peterson.
Oh, yeah. It did not.
It didn't stick to him.
No, it did not. That's interesting.
I don't know why.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that didn't follow him. Well, and like right now, it doesn't follow Sirianni. Like people still think Sirianni's kind of a joke. Even though, like, if you've seen that guy's record, that is one of the best starts to a coaching career as you're going to have.
Yeah.
And yet people don't.
Well.
Don't give it to him.
And I see where that comes from. I mean, he has had a loaded team.
Yes.
And he's tried. I mean, they've had some pretty rough moments where.
It's just, that's viewed as a Howie Roseman. That's it. He's the Barry Switzer of Philadelphia.
A little bit.
Where, by the way, I started watching a little bit of that America's Team documentary.
Yeah, the Jerry Jones
The Jerry thing. Yeah. And while it's nauseating, but you're right. It's mildly, it's juicy.
It's juicy.
I don't believe half of what Jerry Jones says. I think he's full of crap, but. Yeah.
But he's a good storyteller.
Yeah, and some of the Jimmy Johnson stuff it's made me think about that with the Barry Switzer thing. Like, Sirianni just gets credit with, you were handed a loaded roster, don't screw it up. And it's more of a Howie Roseman thing than it is a Sirianni.
So anyway, Harbaugh almost blew that Super Bowl to his brother.
Yes. And
he has been blowing games ever since.
Well, what's funny too is we give Jim Harbaugh, like, we talk about Harbaugh like he's the Messiah, and yet Harbaugh's never won a Super Bowl. It's his brother. Well, Jim hasn't. John has.
Yeah.
And so you're right. That one play. I had not thought about that. John Harbaugh is fired.
Yes.
He's not there. He's not there. They would have pulled a Tony Dungy in Tampa, and they would have gone and got someone and be like, we need someone to get over the hump.
I think that's right.
Yeah. And I wonder if that goes on, like, how long can he do this for before someone...
That's a good question.
Someone says, okay. Because Sean McDermott had a little of this in Buffalo, and he's kind of rebounded from it, but there was some talk 2 years ago where, like, hey, do we need someone else to kind of get us over the hump?
I feel like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson get thrown into the same class.
Yeah.
But I would say the different, and they're both obviously elite.
They're top three quarterbacks in the league.
Exactly. But the difference between the two, and you can disagree with, or you can tell me I'm wrong on this. Mm-hmm. You would know better than I, but I think that Josh Allen has less than Lamar. Like Baltimore is loaded on both. They have last year I think their offense was historic.
It was. It was the best offense the NFL had seen.
It wasn't just because of Lamar Jackson. No. Derrick Henry. I don't know how Derrick Henry at the age of 31 continues to look better and better. But he does.
Yes.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Then on defense, they have, I think every year that Harbaugh's been there, that seems like they have a top 5 to top 10 defense, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So Baltimore's just been loaded.
Yes.
Whereas I feel like with Buffalo, while very good, that's a lot of Josh Allen.
Yes.
You know, a lot more Josh Allen.
Allen does more to pull the Superman kind of S on his chest and uplift everyone. Baltimore is the better franchise and the better team.
That would be why I think McDermott maybe doesn't get criticized as much.
Well, follow this, right? So they win the Super Bowl in 2012. At what point does he get... So they lose that. They blow that lead, right? Yeah. Jim wins it. 8-8, 10-6, 5-11.
Out.
He's gone.
Maybe 8-8.
Get this,
If he blows that Super Bowl and they go 8-8 the next season, which you're saying they did?
Yeah, they did.
He might get fired.
But think about it. 8-8, 10-6, 5-11.
Definitely out.
8-8.
Yeah, definitely out.
9-7.
Gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
I don't remember those years.
Yeah.
What were the... Was that Flacco?
Yeah, Flacco was the whole.
Yeah, because after that Super Bowl, he got a massive contract.
Got a massive contract.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he does not survive.
Highest paid in the NFL, I think.
He just doesn't
survive that. And then he rebounded with 10, 14, 11, then 8, 10, 13, 12, and then here comes into Lamar and all that. But you're right. He does not. There is no way he survives.
No, he's gone.
I'll tell you what. Whether the 8-8 or gets the 5-11, thanks for coming. You gone.
Well, all of this to say, don't trust John Harbaugh, okay?
Yeah. Unless it's the preseason, then blindly bet.
Trust at your own peril. All right, let's introduce you to Haley Sawyer back to some College Football Wednesday waffles next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.